Grandma, are your teeth in? Well, I need to know for sure. Come on, Grandma, make them tight. Ooh, they're moving. Grandma!
Evening, ma'am.
Hi there.
Hi.
I wanted to tell you about a place that is sort of dangerous but beautiful that we went through last Friday.
South Central?
No, it's north.
Oh.
It's, you know where Crosby is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you're going north out of Crosby toward Outings.
Yeah.
You go through Emily.
Emily?
And all that... that business between Crosby and Outing, I think, is very, very pretty. But Emily is, in my mind, is the prettiest little town. Did you ever hear of Emily?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's 6 going out of Crosby, and there's a place where 1 crosses it, going toward Palisades. And that's where Emily is.
Are we talking about America?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you'd hardly know it. I mean, it's become more well-known lately, but when I was little and we lived up there in Little Pine Township, which is right next to Emily Township, when we lived up there, it had been, it had a history already, but it wasn't very well-known. And so one of the prettiest things in that town was, but it's gone now, and I was so disappointed, was there was a garage right on the corner there where 1 goes across 6. And it was beautiful stone, just different stones, and then there was blue cement or something in there. And I always looked forward. We hadn't been up there for about 7 years, and we were only going through this time. But it was so pretty, and I was looking forward to seeing it, and it was gone. They just took it down. That's it. No more. But it's kind of dangerous right there on 1 just before you get... No, not on 1. On 6 just before... Just after 1 crosses.
Why is it dangerous?
Because there's a place where there's a turn in 6 where suddenly it's town. I mean, it's coming out of the country. And so when trucks go through, they don't pay any attention to whether anybody's trying to go across the street or not.
Oh, okay.
So we stopped at this gas station, and of course I was upset to begin with that I saw that the garage was gone, but I saw there was a telephone company across the street, so I said, can I go over there? Yep, my husband was getting the car filled and so on, and I went over there, no trouble going over there, and I talked to the girl in the telephone company. I asked her a bunch of things about the town, things that had changed. And then I said, well, is there anything published about the background of the town? And she said yes, and she showed me this book that's called Digging Into the Past. We talked a little bit, and I headed back.
Well, had an hour gone by about this time?
What?
Had an hour gone by at this time?
No, amazingly. Oh, maybe 10 minutes.
Oh.
But when I went to go back, I thought, oh, I can get past, I can get across before this truck hits me. And because I saw it coming, and there was a lady sitting where the filling station is, and she was sitting there in her car just getting ready to turn. Now, I'd never seen this lady before, but she was looking at me, and she was sort of smiling but looking worried both, and she was shaking her head back and forth, and she was talking. So when I got to the other side, I said to her, were you talking to me? And she said, yes. I was saying, honey, hurry up. Hurry up. That truck is going to get you for sure. Those trucks don't stop for anything.
Huh.
Well, I said I used to live up here. And
don't tell me you told her about the garage.
I didn't tell her about the garage.
Huh.
But I told her about something else. First of all, I have to tell you that there was a kid, and I've got to give him a name, so it's not going to be the real one. This is Buzz Buckley, okay?
Buzz Buckley?
Yes, Buzz Buckley. Okay, this kid and I could not stand each other. From the minute we first laid eyes on each other, which was when we were about 3 years old. I never forgot him, but I wanted to. And I thought he had moved away and had never come back. So she said to me, well, who are you? And I said, Well, I'm Marion, but my dad was a pastor out in the country church.
Oh,
and
boy.
She said, oh, and I said, what? And she said, well, I don't remember what she said about that. But then I said,
oh,
well,
boy.
Who are you? And she said,
she's a Buckley, I bet.
I'm Mrs. Buzz Buckley.
She's Buzz's wife, yeah.
And she was the sweetest person. I said, well, this was so kind of you to be warning me to be careful going across the street. But I said, I got to tell you that Buzz and I were arch enemies when we were little. And I could not tell her. I tell very few people why we were such arch enemies. And I don't really know for sure why he hated me. But that was so neat because here was a person being nice to me who had been nice to this person that I couldn't stand. And I thought, that is just darling. Well, it turned out she is from the South. He married her when he was in the South. But we did have a conversation, a real good, happy conversation, too.
Well, that sounds like quite a day.
That was quite a day. I mean, I couldn't. It was like a dream from out of nowhere.
Oh, it's, yeah, like a dream, all right.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Grandma.
You're welcome.
And have a good night now.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, those of you still with me, thanks for listening. KSTP, good old St. Paul, big time Minneapolis, coming up on the top of the hour. You folks sleep well if you're down already. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night.